What's up, guys? Jeremy Marquez here, J Marketing. I call, you close, more real estate listings. Here we are, episode 2 of the I Call, You Close podcast. And, you know, I have started some podcasts in the past, never really a full-flight effort to do it. And now I'm at a point where I really have an idea of the subject of what I want to talk about and where I want to go with this. And what it is, guys, is it's giving you guys insight of how I'm doing exactly what I'm doing for my business, and how I got those ideas and how I acted on them, the results, and you know what I kept. Basically, how I developed my process and system. The process and system that I have for my business is repeatable and proven. And that's by me through trial and error. You know, ever since I was a kid, when I started off doing sales jobs, you know, that's how I learned, trial and error. Throw me into the fire and, you know, I'm going to mess up, but I'm also going to learn from those mistakes, and I'm going to take that to the game and take those things that I've learned and make it work the next time and get better every single time. Trial and error. One of my major influencers, Gary V, most of you guys know Gary Vaynerchuk. And I'm not even know if I'm saying his name right, but Gary V, I listen to his podcast every day. I consume a lot of his content. On a macro level, he's definitely one of my influencers. And the process is something, is what he lives for. The process of where he's going in business and in life. Everybody knows at some point he wants to be the owner of the New York Jets, but that's more of like an end game for him. The process of getting there is what he lives for. So the process of me, of where I am right now with J Marketing, my business, and where I plan to take it in the next months, years, decades, that's what we're going to be talking about mostly on this podcast, okay? But that's macro. So let's get down to a micro level. And so basically what we're talking about here, okay, let me break down exactly what it is that I do for my business, J Marketing, okay? So I get contracted by top real estate professionals in the United States to do virtual telemarketing for them. Basically, they delegate that part of their business to me and my service, and I'm part of their team as a virtual assistant, cold caller, telemarketer, whatever you want to call it. Let's just be honest, it's telemarketing. Now, the reason why I started doing this is back in 2011, I worked for a company called iHouse Web Solutions out of Sacramento, California. I was a top sales guy there, and what we sold was real estate IDX websites, information data exchange websites. And so every single real estate agent today, they have an IDX website. So an IDX is the search to where people can go onto their website and search for property. Looking for homes and save it and that type of thing, get updates from the MLS of new properties that meet that criteria. So anyhow, I was a sales guy there, and I learned the side of marketing for real estate professionals. I learned what they need, what they like, what they use, how they function basically, and what makes them tick when it comes to them running their business. We're talking about real estate agents and real estate brokers, okay? So I worked for that company for several years, and I was looking at my career there, and there wasn't really the type of end game that I was looking for. You know, the top role that I could probably get into there would have been a sales manager, that type of thing, which would have been great. But for me, that's not my dream. That's not where I see myself going. That's not my end game. Now, you know, I was making six figures a year over there, so for several years. You know, doing great. And it wasn't all about, back then, for me, it was all about the money. Any type of role I was ever in, it was all about how much money I can make, be the best in the sales room, make the most money, blah, 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 whatever, cars, fancy things that comes with that. That was my motivation. That was my why back in 2011 to 2013, 14, around that time frame. Okay? So, fast forward to today, my why and my motivation has completely shifted. Yes, as a result of what I do and helping enough real estate agents help enough homeowners, yes, I'm going to get paid for it. You know, as an example, just yesterday, one of my realtors closed a $2,400,000 property that I helped set him up with. So that realtor will make about $75,000, and I'll make a nice percentage of that. So as a result of me helping people help people, I'm going to get paid. Now, rewind. Let's talk about the process in the system on a micro level. So when I first started doing this, real estate professionals would give me access to their database, send me lead sheets, that type of thing, name, phone number, that type of thing. And we would just use Google Voice and make calls via Google Voice on the web browser and, you know, at a real slow pace. And hey, guess what? That stuff worked. And the reason why I continued to evolve from there, because I saw it working. And from it working, I learned things that worked and I learned things that didn't work. And I took the stuff that worked and I keep enhancing on it. And that's how my processes and systems in business and in life, that's how they come to, you know, that's come to what they are. You know, you find what works, make it better. Whatever doesn't work, let's see if we can fix it. If not, throw it out, get it out of here. So systems like Google Voice and making calls on the web browser, that's how we started doing this. And it was really broad what I did. So they would hire me to attack a database or a certain type of lead. Now, this was when I started J Marketing, this was 4 years ago or so. We're talking 2015, mid-2015 or so. And my first few clients, that's what we did. You know, it was real broad. Yeah, they would delegate, prospecting and lead conversion, lead generation, basically, going through leads that they had and seeing if there's anything in there. And in past sales roles, that was one of the things I loved doing, is going through old, what it quote unquote, beat up leads that, you know, couldn't convert, and going through it and finding gold. And so let's talk about a little bit about that there. You know, just because Mr. or Mrs. Prospect didn't buy from Sally Joe or Jeff salesperson doesn't mean that they're not going to buy from George, Stephen, or Harry. You know, it all depends. There's a lot of things involved with that. Timing, personality, there's a whole lot involved. So, fast forward. In order for me to do what I do, some basic things are needed. A good internet connection, a device such as a laptop, a tablet, or even a cell phone, smartphone. For each and every client that I have, we set up a Google Voice account on my end, set up a Google email, that type of thing. But there's a few major prospecting systems out there, companies that provide awesome tools that we use that my clients subscribe to and they give me access to work from. Okay, we're going to talk about those systems for a moment here. All right, so there's three major ones. Okay, there's Redx, R-E-D-X, Redx. There's Vulcan 7, V-U-L-C-A-N, number 7. There's Mojo Sales. Now, there's a few others out there, but those are the three majors: Redx, Vulcan 7, and Mojo. Now, these systems are 3-in-1 systems. Now, they're browser-based. A few of them have applications, but they're browser-based, okay? Now, what these systems provide, three things: data or leads. Now, the type of leads they provide are expired listings. So a listing that was for sale for a certain period of time and then came off the market, now it's expired, canceled, or off market. So they provide that type of data: the name, the phone number, the address, as much information as possible, the listing information, that type of thing. They provide for sale by owners. So they give us information about a homeowner who is attempting to sell their property on their own. They give us geo leads or neighborhood data. So you can put in a certain address or a parameter, and then it will pull the names and phone numbers of the neighbors in that area. So those are the three types of major lead sources. So that's one thing that those systems provide. The second is going to be a dialer. So a web-based dialer to be able to actually dial from. So we're no longer using Google Voice anymore. We're now using these dialers that have sometimes 1, 2, 3 different dialer lines to be able to contact a lot of numbers in a shorter period of time. And then also a contact management system. So when you talk to somebody, you can put notes, you can set up a callback reminder, that type of thing. So there's other little features here and there that these systems provide, but those are the three major things: the data, the dialer, and the contact management. Okay, so those three systems that I talked about, Redx, Vulcan 7, and Mojo, now they all have those major things, but then they also have those three features: the data dialer and the CRM. But there's also little features here and there. Some have some that others don't. My particular favorite to work from right now, and this is ever changing, is Red X. And we'll go into more into that into a different episode. So that's one major key part of the process and system, is a system like Red X, Vulcan 7, or Mojo, okay? The other is going to be still having that Google Voice, because Google Voice provides a phone number with every Google Voice account. So when I'm working virtually from California for a client in Florida, we can plug in a phone number, has a local caller ID, so that way when I'm calling in these dialers, the number, local number, pops up and callbacks forward back to me one way or another. Okay, calendar. So I need to have a calendar set up to where I can be able to see my client, the real estate agent's calendar. So when I'm talking to homeowners and setting up appointments, I can view their availability. And then that way also I can time block call times out throughout the day that I'm going to be calling for real estate agents and professionals. And again, rewind a little bit. Right now, as of today, it's just me. I'm a one-man band. I do business development, and then I also perform the service, the appointment setting, the telemarketing, the cold calling. In 2020, my plan here is to be able to hire on 6 to 12 appointment setters on my team, so that way I can delegate the actual service part of my business to these appointment setters and focus on business development, so that way we can help more real estate professionals, help more homeowners nationwide. So, process and system. Now, those are mostly like the systems side of things, and this conversation is going to be ongoing throughout the podcast and different episodes, because it's ever growing and I can talk about it forever, because here's the thing. I live and die by my process and system. Because I have that in place, I can start now developing other parts of the business and be more consistent and get better with that process and system on a daily basis, okay? So I know that's a lot of information to consume right there, but the main part about this episode here is going to be talking about basically those web-based systems, Red X, Vulcan 7, Mojo. And so I live out of those systems. Basically, my client will subscribe to one of those, and or if they're already subscribed to one of them, and they give me access, basically. And so let's see here. What else can we talk about on that there? And like I said, it's came a long way, because when I first started this, I wasn't really, because today I'm focused on listings, not necessarily helping my clients with buyers, but when I first started, it was everything. And then I had a client down in Key West, Florida approach me. She wanted me to work on, just expireds and for sale by owners. Shout out to Monica Ridzak down in Key West, Florida. She found me online a few years ago and brought me on board to do this for her. And she kind of turned me on to, the expires and for sale by owners. And that's about when I started digging into and learning from a lot of online coaches who are also real estate professionals, sharing their secrets about what they did and how their processes and systems and scripts and what to say, what not to say when calling these type of leads. So there's a few coaches out there that I follow on a micro level. Barino's awesome. He has a couple of systems out there. A lot of his content's free, but then he has some paid programs as well to be able to learn how to do what he does. Okay, one of the new guys who's really taking off here is going to be Ricky Carruth, and I follow Ricky Carruth to a T now, and in regards to his philosophy of relationships over transactions. So Ricky Carruth, he built his business on cold calling. This guy does over 100 transactions a year as a single agent currently in the state of Alabama for REMAX. Grosses over $1 million a year every single year now. And he's about my age. He's 38. And Ricky and I have a lot in common on a personal level as well. Shout out to Ricky Carruth. So his philosophy is relationships over transactions, okay? So the more relationships you build with homeowners in the area that you focus in, your niche market, the more successful, it's about the long term. The more relationships you have, in turn, the more you help and show that you're there to help, you're going to have a lot of transactions. So Barino is a little bit more of a in your face, kind of like a Tom Ferry, cut and dry. And Ricky Carruth is a little bit more laid back. So I guess to recap a little bit, what we're talking about here is we're talking about strategy and style of making these calls when you're actually in the trenches making these phone calls, okay? So those are two main subjects I guess we're talking about here in this episode, okay? We're talking about process and systems like Red X, Vulcan, Mojo. And then now we're flipping it a little bit and we're talking about, you know, strategy and actual scripts and that type of thing. And as my podcast develops, I hope to get some interviews here with some of the people that I'm talking about, like Gary V, you know, that's a long shot, like Ricky Carruth, like Barino, like Kevin Ward, a lot of these, like, you know, there's so many of Brian Casella, you know, shout out to Brian, BC, he's a top agent down in SoCal. Hopefully someday I'll be doing some business with him, and Ricky and Barino. And my goal is to hopefully with this podcast also get some interviews with these types of guys. So if you guys are listening, hit me up. I'd love to be able to get you in here for an interview. So what I'm focusing on today, Saturday, you know, again, my business is 7 days a week grind. Monday through Friday, I put the most time in actually making phone calls and setting appointments. But Saturday and Sundays, people still need to sell their property. Holidays, people still need to sell their property. So I'm still making phone calls. I'm taking a break right now doing this podcast, drinking a coffee, having an Americano. Coffee is for closers. Shout out to Glengarry Glen Ross. And I'm getting excited, guys. I'm getting excited because the more I talk about this podcast, the more ideas and the more information that I'm thinking of that I can share with you guys. Because my thing is this. I have no problem being fully transparent and sharing exactly how I do what I do and my plans and my goals and that type of thing. And I don't care if somebody takes my ideas and runs with it and does their thing with it. Applaud to you. But nobody's ever going to be able to do things exactly how I do it. So I'm not really worried about that, but I'm here to help. Now, of course, I'd like to be able to reach as many real estate professionals as possible to be able to talk to them about my service and get them on board with doing what I do and getting them more appointments, getting them more listings. Right now, my clients that I have, they're all getting, on average, 3 qualified listing appointments every single week. What's a qualified listing appointment? A qualified listing appointment is a set date and time and location with a homeowner who is ready to meet with a real estate professional to sit down and talk about and hear a strategy of getting their property listed and sold, okay? And if they hear something, a strategy that makes sense to them, they're willing to go into a listing agreement and get that property on the market to be sold. To me, that's a qualified listing appointment. And right now, all of my clients are getting at least 3 on average every single week. And they're listing at least 1 every single week. So do the math. You know, my clients are all listing on average about 4 properties every single month from my appointment setting. And the return on investment is freaking through the roof, guys. Like the one client I have down in Florida that just closed at $2.4 million. I mean, they're going to gross over $70,000. And they've only invested about $5,000 in me so far. So do the math there, guys. The return on investment's huge. So if any real estate professionals are listening to this and you're interested about my service, I have links in my description. You can also hit me up, email, phone number. My phone number is 916, area code 538-0576. I have a Calendly link that I'll shoot over to you to hop on my calendar. You can reach me on Facebook. You can reach me on Instagram. I call you close more listings. You can hit me up on my business page on Facebook business pages, J Marketing, MARQETING. I'm all over the internet, guys. Jeremy Marquez, I call you close, J Marketing. I'm pretty easy to find. I've developed a really strong social media presence over the last couple of years. You do a little bit of searching, you can find me. And we can hop on a call and discuss details of my service. I can go over my terms and my pricing with you in more detail. And if it makes sense, get started setting appointments for you right away. Because my service is not something you have to wait to work. Once we're set up and I'm in the trenches making calls, I start setting appointments for you right away. So we'll talk about more about that. In the coming episodes, I'm going to be interviewing some of my clients. so you can get an insight of, you know, how they feel about the service and what I do. I mean, they're still on board paying me on a monthly basis, so, and they're all listing properties. So at the end of the day, everybody's happy. Once again, guys, feel free to shout out to me if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, or ideas. I'm at about 20 minutes on this podcast. I don't plan this, these podcasts out. I don't have any scripts or anything or any idea what I'm going to talk about. So it kind of might be all over the place. But just expect these podcasts to be breaking down exactly what I do and how I do it. The trials and tribulations along the way. Expect full transparency. Expect me to get personal. And sometimes it may be, you know, dark stuff. Not everything's not always rainbows and unicorns, guys. So thank you for listening. It means the world to me. Please follow this podcast. Please share this podcast with your friends. And again, reach out to me if there's anything that I could do to help you. I'm Jeremy Marquez, J Marketing with a Q, M-A-R-Q-E-T-I-N-G. I call, you close, more real estate listings. Let's get some, guys. Have a great day.